We'd like to teach you how to create nested grids around yourself and your area. This not only facilitates you feeling more secure and safe in that area, but also adds to the stability and safety for everyone else. So it's a very good public community service that you can do for whatever your area is going through. These nested grids also do very well when your area is suffering from an event, such as the fires, the mudslides, hurricanes, natural events of various kinds, can help have minimal loss of life and minimal injuries and an easier time through it. So the way you do this is first you create the first nested grid around yourself. Whatever room you happen to be in, let that first grid be there. And this grid is 12-sided, dodecahedral. And have you be at the center of it, in this dodecahedral, this 12-sided structure. And let's make this one of neutral white light. White light contains the lights of all the other rays. And sometimes you may feel the need to put another type of ray in there or several other types of rays, but for the purposes of today, we'll just work with white. Create a white grid work, 12-sided, around the room that you happen to be in. Now, the icosahedral 20-sided grid around your entire house. And by house, we mean whatever space that you are legally a steward of, whether that be an apartment space, a room in a house, or a section of a house. If you're a homeowner, that would also include your backyard, your property, your space. Create this 20-sided white structure around that. Good. Now another 12-sided dodecahedral structure, white, and place it around your entire block, the block where your building is, the entire block, the neighborhood. Again, using the white ray, just using purity right now. Good. And now a 20-sided structure, a white 20-sided structure around the region of your town. You might be in a sub-neighborhood, or if you're in a small enough town, it might be the town itself. If you live in a very populated area, it might just be the sub-region of that area. 20-sided. Good. And now a 12-sided white structure around the entire city or greater metropolitan area of which you live, however large that might be. And now a 20-sided around your entire state or province over which you might live. And now a 12-sided structure around your entire nation, the entire contours of your nation. And many of you live in the same nation, so these grids will overlap and strengthen each other's. You may live in the same city or state, in which case your grids are going to currently reinforce each other's, overlap each other's. And these grids go far up into the sky, above 30,000 feet, and far below the earth, below 30,000 feet. Now all together, you're going to create a double tetrahedral structure around the entire planet. And you are going to send lines of white light from the vertices of your 12-sided structure around your nation to link into this planetary tetrahedron, wherever you might be. The purpose for nested grids is additional stability. You can start by just putting a grid around the planet, but it will be very shaky. It doesn't have the support beneath it. So let's say that you have something that goes on in your area and you want to be of assistance energetically. You do the nested grid, starting around yourself, starting around your house, starting around your neighborhood, going further until you enclose the area in question. And you can stop there, or you can continue going until it hooks into a planetary tetrahedral grid. But the reason for the nesting is to give it greater stability. Now, on a personal level, when you put yourself into a nested grid like that, you're not only insulating yourself for any kind of inward work that you're doing, but you're adding energy to the planetary grid, but also allowing yourself to absorb some of that energy from the planetary grid. So you're given, so it gives you access to more energy than you might normally be able to do. Again, this can be useful, say, if there's an area in question that you wish to help support, if your area is suffering for some reason or there's something going on there. But you can also lend this energy to a space that you're not currently occupying. Like, let's say you hear there's an earthquake in Haiti or something like that. You can start these nested grids from anywhere just by your intention. You started first the one around your body, and then you move the one around your body to wherever you want to work it from, and then layer the grids from there. You create the skeleton around yourself in the initial grid of the initial 12-sided grid, and then you pull it, just kind of move it around to wherever you want it to be, and then add the grids until they're hooking into the planetary grid. And then it can stand kind of as a surrogate for you and beam that energy in, and you can maintain that if you want to do that kind of planetary service. The reason we're wanting to teach that at this time is because as these years go on, there will be more planetary events, earth change events, events that you're going to either be directly affected by or that you're going to want, you know, that you know somebody or that you simply out of compassion want to help those people wherever they might be. When you create these nested grids, it's a much more stable structure than simple intention. You know, you can send your love as an intention, and that's a very good thing. But when we place these grids like this, we're creating a surrogate for ourselves to stand there and act as a conduit for energies to constantly come through. And because they're nested dodecahedra and icosahedra, it's a very stable structure. It's not going to fray away when you take your attention off it. It's going to stay there. It won't erode for a long time. So it's a way to kind of do things from a distance that can be maintained over longer periods of time without your conscious focus on it. We'd like to say that this won't be as necessary, but it will be, as more areas are going to be impacted by earth changes in the coming years. And sometimes that's going to be your area as well. By staying in the unified field, we're tapped into our essence and its ability to follow probability. If you ever get a strong impulse to go on a trip or do something, and it feels very powerful to you, it's not just a whim, we suggest you follow that, because it's usually your essence trying to get you to a place of safety and a place where you're not directly impacted by events. The more that you can be in the unified field and connected to your essential GPS system, so to speak, the easier you will be navigating these earth changes. And after all, every time that you have been incarnate, there have been earth changes of some kind to deal with. It is just the frequency and the intensity of these events is going to be unprecedented. And so you allow your essence to guide you in the probabilities where you are safest, because your essence definitely doesn't want you to get involved with those things if you don't have to be. Trust that your essence wants you to experience the highest joy. It does not want you to experience things for your own good or learning or any of that. It doesn't have to do that, because the earth will provide plenty of opportunities for growth and learning through difficulty. So if you listen to essence, it will definitely try to get you away from the highest impact of things so that you can experience more joy. It doesn't want you to experience a great difficulty or great pain or any of those things. It will smoothly navigate you to highest probability if you allow it to do so. And the way you do that is by staying in the unified field and listening to those inner promptings, which won't come as a loud voice, but simply as a strong urge in a certain direction. And when you're not getting a strong urge in a certain direction, then it's simply stop, pause, and wait for further instructions. The instructions will come when needed. Now, does this mean that we won't be impacted by these events directly? No. That they're going to be in such a state of frequency and intensity that it would be very unlikely that we will be untouched by these events. But with essence on our side, we can definitely move to the point where we're impacted in a very minimal way, if at all. Okay. Very good. Now, for the nested grids, I suggest you keep them white. White is very neutral. It can take on the color of any of the rays. It contains all the different colors together. But you may sometimes feel the urge to do the nested grids and infuse those grids with certain types of rays, like grace, like peace, like the violet flame. There can be like turquoise or green for healing. You can use them for any specific types of rays or combination of rays that you want to, but I always suggest starting with white and seeing what they turn into. Sometimes you don't have a specific idea about what it is, but if you leave it white, it's kind of like leaving that page blank for essence to fill in so that it can pull up from that white any of the rays that are the most needed for that area, and you don't have to have an intellectual decision about what that looks like. All right, any questions?
What if we forget whether we should use a 12-sided or 20-sided? Does it matter?
Well, you just alternate. You start with a 12-sided and then alternate 12-sided, 20-sided, 12 until you stop it to whatever level you stop it at. So as long as you start with a 12-sided, you'll be fine, because you just alternate between 12 and 20.
Okay.
And if you don't go all the way to the planet, you know, because you noticed it ended on a 12-sided when you go to the planet, but sometimes you're not going to want to go all the way fully into the planetary grid. You're just going to want to do the neighborhood. So as long as you just start with the 12 and then alternate, you'll be fine. But the reason that we want those two structures is because of the geometric shape of them holds, contains, and directs energy in a very specific way. And when you layer them together, that adds stability.
How often do we need to do this?
Well, as much as you're prompted to do it. You know, sometimes you may feel like you read about something in the newspaper or something's happening somewhere and you just feel like doing it. Or you may just want to do it around your own space. Sometimes if you feel a little vulnerable or if you're just feeling like things are a little too much or that you're having a dissension and you're trying to integrate all this energy, it's pretty much at will. And it's only a tool for you to use if you wish. None of these things are, you know, mandatory. They're just tools that are given should you feel so moved to use them. Anyone else? All right, guys. Thanks for your work today.